This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The FDA is expected to approve the Pfizer vaccine for young teens within a week. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
President Joe Biden will formally lift the nation's refugee cap to 62,500 this year. The decision comes after Biden came under intense criticism for delaying a decision to lift the 15,000 refugee limit instituted by President Donald Trump. In a statement, Biden said the new limit erases the historically low number set by the previous administration. However, Biden called it a sad truth that the cap of 62,500 refugees will not be met by the end of the fiscal year in September. Biden plans on setting the refugee cap at 125,000 for the 2022 fiscal year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, pandemic-weary travelers are returning to the skies and casinos of the United States and eating out again in Greece as the vaccine rollout is sending new cases and deaths tumbling in more affluent countries, contrasting with a worsening disaster in India. In the U.S., the average number of new cases per day fell below 50,000 for the first time since October. Nearly 1.67 million people were screened at U.S. airport checkpoints on Sunday. That's the highest mark since the virus took hold over a year ago. The U.S. and the U.K. continue to dismiss reports coming out of Iran that they are working out a prisoner exchange deal with Tehran that could see the imminent release of a British-Iranian woman and four Americans, among others. Iran was a key topic of discussion Monday between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his host in London, British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab. Their meeting took place a day before the first face-to-face meeting of foreign ministers from the group of seven leading industrial nations in 2 years.